All right, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse 8. Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Time. This is from the Random House Dictionary, their definition of time. Time is the system of those sequential relations that any event has to any other, as past, present, or future. It's indefinite and continuous duration, regarded as that in which events succeed one another. And as we know, time will end for every living thing on the earth, for certain as the Lord has spoken it. Cursed is the ground, and cursed is man. So a time limit has been placed on mankind, and again on every living thing. And 70 being the lucky number that he gives us, Moses telling us in Psalms 90:10, 70 years, and a score is 20, so times 3 is 60. And he added 10, which is 70. And some might make 80 years, the verse goes on to say. But it says also that their strength and their labor is sorrow, and it's for soon it is cut off, and we fly away. And the primary root for that word fly, just so we don't get confused that somebody is flying away to heaven, is to cover, or obscurity, dimness, to faint. Also, flee away was in Strong's 5774. Nothing is flying away to heaven. You know the old saying, time flies when you're having fun. Well, the truth of the matter is that we are not purposed to have fun. But God allows us very much to enjoy the life that we've been given. And he allows pleasing things to enter into our lives. Singing hymns of joy or playing the instruments with other brethren. Going to Bible schools with some just returned from and gatherings. And it also seems that when we go to these things and we're doing things that are enjoyable to us, the time goes by really quickly. Maybe even get into the things that we'd like to do. If we'd like to camp, fishing, golfing, watching birds, that time seems to just tick on by quickly. And we know that different things bring different enjoyments into our lives. But again, the time swooshes on by, and the responsibilities that consume most of our time, for most of us non-retired people, will drag on by, unless we really love our job. And most people are glad when it's Friday, because we have 2 days of time off. Read that again. Most people are glad. I hear this in our workplace all the time. Thank God it's Friday, because we have 2 days of time off for ourselves. Or do we? In Ephesians 5, just read, verse 16, I'll read again, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Strong's definition for redeeming means to improve an opportunity. To improve opportunity, and this would include our weekends. There is no days off in our service to Yahweh. If we wait our time to end up, if we want our time to end up as an everlasting time, then we have to give up of our time now in our service to the Creator of what He asks us to do, and our service each and every day to bring glory unto His name. We know what the opportunity is, and the opportunity is to stand before our Heavenly Father and Jesus for a chance to be given immortality. And what more beautiful gift could anyone ask for than to receive that blessing from Christ? It is when we try to improve ourselves, and these words are the hard part, the always part, always keeping that in front of us. This is the hard part, which can sometimes give us the problem. As we know, we all have pretty busy lives, we all work, and maybe we don't always live up to our expectations for the time set aside that we have for our study and readings, even on our meditating. But as we know, always isn't just sometimes, always means all of the time, not just when we want to. This goes for our example in the job or in public or in the home, and even into our thinking from minute to minute or hour to hour. None of us can go very long without having focused on the will of God and to keep doing things right. Although it would be nice and pleasing unto God, we know that we can't do it. And God, knowing that we can't do it, because our frame is but dust, we go through certain times when weaknesses and struggles that we have gone through in our life, and each time that we use God's word, that we search it out, and by humbly seeking His guidance, we are improving our possibilities, again, of inheriting a part of the promises that were given to the fathers of old. And I don't believe, as God sees us fail so miserably at our trials so often, that He would give up hope on us, as we probably do on ourselves sometimes. In Psalms chapter 107, Psalms 107, picking up with verse 1, and oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in, and hungry and thirsty their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses, and He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands asunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Now notice in verse 6 where it reads, then they cried. And in verse 13, then they cried. And then a couple other ones, then they cried. We can't wait till we get to this point where we have to cry out. In all of these instances, the children of Israel, they wait till the very last possible minute to ask for God's help. What happens to the time before this? All of the time beforehand, when we let ourselves get to the very bottom, serving God is not a part-time job. We can't just show up again when we need help when we have our struggles and problems, we shouldn't let ourselves get to that point. There's much that we can uplift our spirit with readings, again, and meditation. There's many brethren here that will help us. And also God, where God delivered them out of their distresses, as we read many examples in Scripture, from the destruction. Many brethren have been saved from the destruction of entire cities, and such as he done for me, and such as he done for all of us. But we know that God is not pleased with his children, again, when this time leading up to these instances was spent in vain. I've said this before, talking about time. The average American, we probably spend 8 or 9 hours a day working, and then some of us 7 or 8 hours of sleeping. And this gives us about 70 hours a week of that time that we should use with great and utmost importance towards our walk to salvation. We have Sunday, gives us 3 hours. We have Wednesday night class, a couple more hours. So now we're down to 66 hours a week. And the way that we spend these hours in our lives will be very critical to the outcome of our judgment. Revelations 14, verses 14 through 16. Revelations 14, 14 through 16. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat, like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice, to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time has come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. The time is coming for thee to reap. Christ is soon to be on the earth to harvest again these righteous saints. And with his sickle in hand, which from Strong's means a gathering hook, especially made for harvesting, those of his chosen people, those who have been blessed with the gift of eternal life, will reap judgment on the evil nations. Look over in Joel chapter 3. Joel 3, picking up at verse 9. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, prepare war, wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near, let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears, and let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause the mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come get ye down, for the press is full. The fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. And as we know, the people of the world are going to be in utter chaos and in utter shock when basically their whole world is going to be turned upside down. And if we are so judged to be this eternal servant to the Most High, will be the ones placing, again, those righteous judgments on the wicked of this earth. It's almost an exhilarating thought to be with Christ, thinking about that, proclaiming the gospel and truth, and one truth and one hope, knowing that the victory we had gained through this one man's personal accomplishment will have made all of it worth the while. Thinking about all of the struggles and all of the sorrows that we know that this life can bring to us, this time part won't be a factor anymore in our life, as well as the sorrow. We all look forward to that. Our time will never be in vain, but this again depends on what we are doing with our spare time now. Is it pleasing unto God? Most of us work, or somehow we stay busy every day of our lives doing something. Doing it is what we do. But again, is it in accordance what we are doing with Scripture? Ephesians 5:16, from the verses earlier read, says, redeem the time, as even Brother Daniel said in his prayer. In every situation, in every place that we are at in our life, we should be turning to God for direction and for our help. He has left us scriptural directions for what we are to do with our time and exactly how it should be spent. We know that our time is not irreplaceable, and either is the things that we do with our time. And that is why time becomes such a valuable thing for us, and we should only be wise enough to make the very best use of what time the Lord allows us to spend on His earth. This time we have been given should be used to help proclaim the good news concerning the kingdom of God. The time, as well as the earth and ourselves, are belonging to that of God. So Paul says to the Philippians in chapter 1:10, increase in the knowledge of God. And to have this increase, or to have this gain, we have to make an effort. We have to make an effort to make it so. And there is a lot of good that can come from our time. As we know, preaching the truth to others, supporting our ecclesial functions, and our duties to the ecclesia as a whole. And not only do we all have to be concerned with our own lives and our own families, but our ecclesial family as well, if we are to receive the blessings of God that we all so earnestly look for. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verses 5 through 11. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 11. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge. Virtue is moral goodness. And to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Giving haste or earnestness after we receive the faith to continue to grow in spiritual maturity. By practicing these items that we just read, we can be fruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our example, who we are to try and follow the works of His time. There are many signs we know in the world which make us believe that we are indeed living in the time when Jesus will return to take up his power and to overthrow the evil of mankind. We see it in the role-playing of the nations. Jesus says that there will be distress of nations with no way out. Jesus in Matthew 16:3 says, can ye not discern the signs of the times? And we see all these countries that are producing these nuclear capabilities. There's enough nuclear weapons on this earth to destroy the world over and over and over again. There's atomic chemicals, and biological weapons. I think it is time for all of us to be looking for the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And how much time is left before His return? Is it in the next minute? The end of this day? Our continuous effort during our walk is enough to keep us focused on. We shouldn't be worrying about when He's coming. We should be more staying steadfast on the things that we need to do to keep our hearts and our minds focused on Him, doing pleasing things. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. I read the wrong ones, I'm sorry. Acts 1, 6 and 7, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. James 4, verse 13 and 14. James 4, 13 and 14. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. Proverbs 27, 1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. As we know, our life is but a vapor that appeareth for a little time. And as we grow older, we can appreciate this fact of the short time that we have. As we know, half of this year is almost over already, and the time keeps on ticking by. Our strength and our alertness, they all steadily decrease. But our faith and our hope should be burning as a fire inside of us, knowing that at that set time that was promised, he will come again. That day or that night can't come too quickly for some, and for others it couldn't have come more expectedly. We can think of the 10 virgins. We won't read that. But when we read about the life of Christ, we see all of his unselfish devotion to his Father, all of his time, and of the time that he was given to use, all of it he used accordingly. We can think of the miracles that he did, the hours of teaching, and everything that he did, his healings. This was all total devotion and worship to the Father. His total character, his total attitude, it was all come down to his love. We can think of his sermons and his prayers. I mean, it just goes on and on, even up till his death. All of that he could have stopped, but he loved his Father, and he was very honorable in his death. And I think that's a good word for all of us, is the honor that we can bring to our Father with our time. You know, his death, which brought the triumph over the grave, all of this was not done in vain, because Christ redeemed his time. Just a couple verses in Psalms 34. Verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 62, 8. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Psalms 106, 3. Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. And Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Well, we know that Jesus is our friend, and I believe that a lot of Jesus' motivation in his life, again, was the people that were around him. It was last week I talked about when Jesus wept. You know, he wasn't weeping because Lazarus was dead. He was weeping because the people had no knowledge of resurrection and what was going on. That's what was sad to Jesus in his life. And again, that was his motivation to help us, to help his friends that he would save. And the ones that he called his friends are the ones who do and follow his commandments, the ones who were like Christ in their giving up of their time for the purpose of the ecclesia and for God. John 4, verses 34 and 35. John 4, 34 and 35. Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not ye, There are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. And John 8:29. John 8:29, and he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. For I do always those things that please him. And Jesus is telling these Jews here that all of his time is done doing pleasing things only to that of his Father's will. And our time spent on this earth, we know, is short. We don't recognize this when we're young, but as we get older, we know that. And it should be of the same purpose as Christ. The time that we waste, we know, can never be brought back. And we know that the signs of the times are here. In closing, 2 Timothy 3. This entire chapter. 2 Timothy 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do thee also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And then I'm going to read through chapter 4, down through verse 8. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of the ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. And this goes for all of us. Henceforth, there is a laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.